Hello. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Kelsang Dekyong, and I am delighted to have this opportunity to share with you some helpful, practical advice from Buddha's teachings, especially now at this challenging time. Every teaching of Buddha is a method to solve human problems. Buddha's teachings, or Dharma, means protection. By practicing Buddha's teachings, we are permanently protected from suffering. How wonderful! I have received these teachings from my teacher and the founder of the new Kadampa tradition, the Kadampa meditation master and author, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. I am very honoured and very happy to share this special information with you, as these teachings have transformed my life. I deeply wish that these podcasts will be of benefit to you and help you find the happy, meaningful life everyone is looking for. Through sincerely practicing the advice you will hear in these podcasts, you can solve your daily problems, such as problems of anger, attachment, jealousy, and ignorance. You can maintain a peaceful mind all the time so that you will be happy all the time. You can maintain harmony and good relationships with your family, friends, and others, so that you can make others happy too. And especially, you can make your human life very meaningful. So to help you make your listening most effective, I'd like to mention a few benefits of listening to Buddha's teachings, and also a special method about how to listen. So in the scriptures, it says, with respect to listening to Buddha's helpful advice, that listening is a lamp that dispels the darkness of ignorance. So we need this lamp because we're so confused about why things happen, what direction to follow, what decisions to make. Listening is the best wealth that cannot be stolen by thieves. So normally we hope that through outer wealth we'll be happy. But outer wealth is deceptive. The inner wealth of compassion and wisdom will never deceive us. Listening is our best friend from whom we receive our best advice. So often we wish we had a best friend when we experience severe misfortune and great suffering. There is very little that our friends and relatives can do. At such times, only the spiritual advice we have received will come to our aid. If we listen to Buddha's teachings, we will be able to transform the difficulties we experience into the spiritual path and use them to increase our compassion and wisdom, develop inner strength, and become a better person, more able to be of benefit to others. So at such times, difficult times, if we apply the Dharma we have heard, we will find it is a true friend, enabling us to keep a peaceful, happy mind. So when we listen to Dharma, we should try to avoid three things. They're called the three faults of the pot. They prevent us from receiving great benefit from our listening. So what are they? The fault of being like a pot turned upside down, the fault of being like a dirty pot, and the fault of being like a leaky pot. So the first one, the fault of being like a pot turned upside down, means we are listening, but we're very distracted. So even though we're hearing nectar-like practical advice, it isn't able to enter the vessel of our mind because of being distracted. The second fault is being like a dirty pot. So this means that we're not listening with a good intention. So what is a good intention? Wishing to improve ourselves so that we can be of great benefit to others. So we should try to be like a clean pot. And the third fault is to be like a leaky pot. I think it's easy to understand what this one means, that when we listen with a good motivation, but we quickly forget what we have learned. So how can advice help us in our busy daily life if we can't remember it and think about it? So perhaps when this podcast has finished in a minute or so, you can try to recall what you have heard about the benefits of listening to Buddha's practical advice and how to listen through avoiding the three faults of the pot. This will help to make your listening to all the podcasts practical and effective. So then you can think before listening, I will check that my mind is not distracted, that I have a good motivation, such as a good heart, and I will try to remember something meaningful that I have heard that I can carry with me in my heart to help me in my busy daily life. Thank you for listening.